In Mexico City, a woman wrote on the torn side of a cardboard box, "They took so much of us that they also took our fear." Two wedding dresses. This could be a showroom or a shop window. Lace, silk, promises of promises. A reflective pool of white, almost the shape of a third wedding dress, stretches out across the floor. White paint, the colour to paint a new home bright. White paint to cover over the cracks. White paint that is a frozen lake to skate away on, someone said. Catherine thought, white to mark where her body was found. In Ladies' Paradise, a wedding party got out amidst a storm of laughter. Then at last they arrived at Jeanville and went straight to the island to order lunch, and afterwards lingered there, strolling along under the tall poplars beside the Marne. Two small rooms. Could be a house or a home. Into the corner, broken things are swept. A porcelain rose holds its shape amidst the debris. Where a picture might be, a projection shapeshifts from a child's hand holding the corner of a table to a woman clutching a strain on the back of her own neck. Between two small rooms, a doorway into and out of this. In the room to the left, a woman lies on a piece of felt, busy at work. She listens. Binding a broken table in bandages, she listens. Binding a chair in bandages. The chorus assemble at the edge of her work. Walking into the aftermath, we watch, we listen. What is it that we are listening to? And a child psychologist said there should be no access. The physicality of her outstretched on the floor, lying on a square of felt. I think of Joseph Beuys's felt suit hanging on a wall in Liverpool. Energies of trauma and war absorbed by textile fabric, insulating testimonies when women hold the space. This space. Together we sit in proximity to the Galway afternoon. A Sunday in March fades into something we have no word for, but that the Spanish might call tardes. It's almost 6 p.m. and a woman is lying on the floor, bandaging a kitchen table. Across the way, a woman feels into pressure in her neck, a projection, a prophecy. The chair half bandaged reveals the wound, a first aid kit under the table, open for something that is and is not broken. People come and then they go. The first part of the performance. James Ramsay said to Lily Briscoe, "Think of a kitchen table when you're not there." A child's voice is never heard. A woman's voice can be heard speaking in the next room where the wedding dresses hang on shards of glass that I did not see but heard about from a woman who finds the voice of Derry in Cork. Catherine tries to remember what Susan McKay said when she opened the exhibition on International Women's Day, something about how this in-camera witness statements that we can hear being read by actors are a reminder of how a legal system that's supposed to help women suffering from domestic violence is often just another form of unbearable torture and abuse. The kitchen table, a site of difference between what I see and what you see. The kitchen table, a place for still life, the art of perspective in colour and shape, Matisse, Lily Briscoe. The kitchen table where a woman's life was stilled. Still life. The chorus's testimony that there is still life. The kitchen table where women write when children sleep, where women write when children are at school. The kitchen table press, where women write when children are gone. The kitchen table where children never were, where women write. But to return. Evelyn drinks tea from a pale green mug, standing in a doorway between doorways, a conduit for conversations that pass from one to another. She watches the table. She watches the woman bandage the table, an artist watching an artist. binding a wound we do not see. He never paid maintenance after that. A voice we never heard. I couldn't bring the kids to the house because of what he'd done. What did she say? A violence disappeared her. These the broken pieces of. I missed the first part, and so I'm not quite sure what happened at the beginning. Did the first hurt reveal itself in splinters? Those pieces. A wound left of centre requires a greater swab. Through the doorways, a pair of blue shoes, the edge of a yellow skirt, a bag from Italy. Near the broken shards in the corner, a woman is alone. She is listening. The philosopher said to Catherine, I believe that if any other normal person comes into my room, he will see that the same chairs and tables and books and papers as I see, and that the table which I see is the same as the table which I feel pressing against my arm. All this seems so evident as to be hardly worth stating, except in answer to a man who doubts whether I know anything. But to return, the domestic in two small rooms. This is the only time he has to stand up and say what he'd done. Catherine hears 12 windows as they smash, the perfect vision the princess had into her own world shatters around her. And the youth went straight to the palace. The princess was already expecting him and accommodated herself to her destiny. The wedding was solemnized, and now he was king and lord of all the kingdom. He never told her where he had concealed himself for the third time or who had helped him. So she believed that he had done everything by his own skill. And she had a great respect for him, for she thought to herself, he is able to do more than I. Breathing. Can you feel your feet on the floor? Are you breathing? What does that hand on your neck mean? What are you feeling now? He was coming to the house, insisting on taking, covering the pieces of scratched wood. A woman is at work. Catherine reads Sylvia Plath. A certain minor light may still lean incandescent out of kitchen table or chair, as if a celestial burning took possession of the most obtuse objects now and then. A voice from the other room says, I had to bring the kids even when they were sick. Small pieces of wood carefully tucked in under the bandage. He was a danger to the baby. His dad never once admitted what his son had done to the child. Dangered bodies. He was frightened of his dad, but the judge said, she is feeding the bandage round and round. The philosopher said to Catherine, which of these is the real table? We are naturally tempted to say that what we see through the microscope is more real, but that in turn would be changed by a still more powerful microscope. If then we cannot trust what we see with the naked eye, why should we trust what we see through a microscope? Thus again, the confidence in our senses with which we began deserts us. Durational. Domestic violence was never taken into account. A durational piece. He became very threatening. I had to leave in an emergency situation. The bandage is drawn under and over the table. Stories sound through two doorways. But my issue is an act of patience. A voice heard at the distance of two bodies repeats, again, I spoke to the guards at the station again. It was a civic matter, they said. Something about a statute of limitations. A way of. And when it came to access, the judge never read the. Without consulting the. Without hearing any testimony. What we are doing is listening, Catherine thinks. Being witness to a woman bandaging a table. The philosopher tells Catherine, Similar difficulties arise when we consider the sense of touch. It is true that the table always gives us a sensation of hardness and we feel that it resists pressure, but the sensation we obtain depends on how hard we press the table and also upon what part of the body we press. Reckless to the children. The child is not lying, but still he would not stop. A way to listen collectively to her, to hear her. I went to the court at 9:30 a.m. on Monday. I was told to come back on Wednesday. I was told on Wednesday to come back on Friday. I never saw anyone on Friday. A tablecloth, white lace, folded to balance out the leg that is broken. Interlude. A time just then in the Engage studios, some afternoons later, one woman said, "You have to understand, when you are going to the courts, it's not about justice, it's about the law." Zola observed, "Just as Denise went down, Favia was measuring a dress length of light silk with pink spots for Madame Boutarel, who had arrived in Paris from the south on the previous day." She said, "I was at an angle, crouching in the gallery, when I realised that that pool of white was not just reflecting the wedding dresses, it was reflecting me. This is what so much of the process is about," I thought. "It's about looking at yourself, thinking, is this me? Was that me? Who am I?" Catherine thinks of that September entry in Virginia Woolf's diary. One goes down into the well. Nothing protects from the assault of truth. Down there, I can't read or write. I exist, however. I am. Then I ask myself what I am. The woman speaks again. "Sitting on the small bench in the next room last week, I listened to hours of our testimony as people came in and out, close in front of me, walking past me. Physically uncomfortable, I thought, this is exactly what I felt like waiting, sitting on that hard court bench on my own, waiting 7 hours at a time, waiting all those years to be heard." The chorus gather around the table when it is gone. They talk with a knowledge so acute it stops breath. Statements and protests. "I wrote a formal complaint against the nun who I watched from behind a table in the home." We are asked to write wishes on love hearts that stick and then fall from the wall. "I'd like another court system just for families, just for women and children of domestic violence." One woman said, "But these men who abuse women must be mentally ill." The chorus respond in unison. Coercive control. Targeted. Manipulated. "I was married to a very articulate and very intimidating man." She remembers sitting on a bench she was told to sit on. Salt Hill in a storm. The bottom step of a stair. Catherine thinks as she walks, "Is this a form of activist art?" A woman asks, "Why don't abused women shout their stories from the rooftops?" The chorus answer, "The story, where you are in the story, what you are in the story, is never quite clear." Crazy making is how Evelyn describes it, thinks Catherine. The binding of the table, durational art. And what of the children, the philosopher does not ask. A young woman who entered the afternoon late answers, "I was witness for my mother."